This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have two sons, so feeding them costs me a pretty penny. Now, when somebody wants a sub, you know, they're not going to do a little six-inch, you know, cold cut combo from Subway. Now, they're going to want a foot-long chili cheesesteak or meatball sub. And, you know, my boys like meat. I didn't raise vegetarian. Should have probably thought about that a little bit to save some money, but I love meat. You know, it's really hard to say, you know, do as I say and not as I do. So, I like meat. We ate meat. But I got to tell you, meat's expensive. Now, I tried to do vegetarian dinners for the family. You know, they maybe nibbled a little bit on the green, had a little bit of pasta, but they're like, Mom, we're low carb. So get us the meat. I'd show us the meat. Where's the beef? Well, there's a mom who realized that she could save hundreds of dollars by feeding her baby crickets. And she's in Canada. She's a food writer. Her name is Tiffany Lee. And she feeds her 18-month-old baby crickets. Or, well, she feeds her 18-month-old baby, or her kid, toddler, crickets. She says they're a good source of protein, and they are. And when she was in Asia, she tried insects, fried tarantula legs, scorpion on a stick, and she loved how in Asia they incorporate this into the local dishes. So once her baby was old enough to start eating foods, she added bugs into the diet. Now, I always have to worry if I'll be able to marry my kids off. You know, they're boys, so it'll be easier. But if I had a daughter, it would probably be very, very difficult to say, look, you know, my daughter is available, you know, but she's going to want to eat bugs. So, you know, I hope that's not a problem. At the wedding ceremony, you want to serve salmon, that's fine. You want to serve filet, that's fine. But the bride is going to need some bugs. So you're going to have to make sure you have an extra plate of that and incorporate that. But here's the thing. She is saving... And now I'm interested because she's saving bucks. She cut her food bill down from $250 to $300 a week to $150 to $200, almost by half. She cut the food bill. And I like saving money. And remember, okay, I think she's just feeding the baby the cricket. She doesn't have to eat it. You know, I mean, if I don't have to eat the insects and save money by giving it to the kids, why not? You know, my kids are spoiled. I think it's a fantastic idea. I think it is fantastic. So the daughter is fearless, curious. In, you know, it doesn't go ooh gross because she doesn't. You know, if all they know is crickets are food, then they're not going to be freaked out about it. And I'm looking at some of these pictures. Wow, that's some crazy stuff. It looks crunchy. They do look crunchy. And we spoke about the nutritional sources of it. When this one study that was done in 2018, they fed 20 participants age 18 to 48 for 6 weeks with these powdered cricket meal. And they put it into their breakfast. They made the meal, put it into their muffins, their shakes. They were given a control breakfast without the cricket additive, and they found no change in the microbiome, no change in their sugar, liver enzymes. So they think overall it's healthy. And they found, and researchers have found, that these little four- or six-legged creatures can have daily sources of fat, protein, calcium, magnesium, fiber, and B vitamins. Some of the mineral content includes calcium, copper, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, sodium, and zinc, depending on the type of worms and silkworms and crickets. And so I have a little table here that talks about the nutritional aspect, not to mention the vitamin B1, B2, B3, B5, B7, B9. Where do we go from here? We are going to be going to the insects and tell you right now, you can actually buy insect snacks. It's available. And you can buy them, you can eat them, and we are going to be moving towards that as we fear food supply issues. So, personally, if those bugs, I'm not talking about go out into the garage, you know, and that old hot dog from last 4th of July barbecue that is still out there in the backyard covered with ants and bugs, I'm not saying eat those. But if there are these food sources that are FDA approved and USDA certified and cleaned and all that, we really might have to start training our kids. I don't have to eat it, but, the kids, you might have to start training them to not be freaked out by eating these bugs, because we might have to fortify our foods with powder, and to get enough protein, we might have to use the insects. And what's so amazing about that is you could grow these insects. You can grow them, you could farm them. You know, we're worried about how we're handling the salmon farms and all the cattle, and do we have enough land that's not going to be bought up by China. You could grow your own food at home. I would need chocolate, I would need to fry it up, I would need to not know. But if we are going to have a food crisis, we might have to, maybe, and I don't want to lie, I want full transparency, but if somebody told me, you've been eating cricket powder for a year, I'd be like, really? Oh, okay, well then that's cool. I once ate something that I thought was a mushroom, and I actually liked it, because I don't really like mushrooms that much. And my friend said, you just had snail. I'm like, no. So that was escargot. It was really buttery. It was really garlicky. And I go, I like that better than a mushroom. And now I could eat a snail. I mean, it has to be all, mon ami, it has to be all like, French restauranted, fixed up. But, sometimes you have to just try it. But just like with your kids, if you tell them they're going to eat a vegetable, they'll be like, eh, gross. But, if you actually incorporate it into the food, and you've been eating broccoli for a year. Oh, okay. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, but I like saving money. 1-877, that's how they don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so going to be interesting, where we are. One of you had asked, where are we moving with health care? If President Biden wants to finish the job, what is he doing from a health care perspective? So I am a little confused, and I am also confused about the job that he's doing. I mean, the job that he wants to finish. And mind you, that's a slogan. People always do. You know, they'll either say change, right? Like, I think Obama was wanting to do change from Bush. Trump was make America great again, you know, because it wasn't a, that was, you know, from when he was going up against Hillary Clinton. But when you get reelected, you want to keep the progress going. Let's finish this job. And I know many people are a little bit concerned about, please don't, can we stop part of the job you're doing? And I'm not here to criticize any particular president, but it is a little concerning when you as a physician, you're dealing with narcotic overdoses and fentanyl deaths, and you're seeing crime, and we're seeing people lose their jobs, and they don't have good health insurance, and many people are still paying out of pocket or using Medishare type insurances, saying, look, please don't send me to an urgent care or ER, it's going to cost too much. What can I do at home to fix this? And so what I was kind of hoping out of this presidency was fixing Obamacare. And again, you didn't have to be Obamacare. It could have been Biden Care. And it could have been we're going to do, rather than just giving the insurance companies a bunch of extra subsidies, we're going to maybe build a lot of free clinics that people can go to. So rather than all this money being spent going to insurance companies, it's actually being spent for you directly. I would have just liked to see something different. Medicare for All, I think, is stalled. Medicare for All, I believe, is stalled temporarily because we don't have enough Medicare as it is for the senior population. So I don't think we're in any position to promise Medicare for All when we can barely cover the seniors and the fact that Medicare and Social Security are losing money. And so, what we have, 35% support for president. We've been told he's been one of the least popular of the presidents. I mean, I don't know. I know Jimmy Carter had issues. And I keep getting asked, what have people liked about President Biden? Well, they maybe liked President Biden because he wasn't President Trump. Many individuals who, voted for Biden weren't necessarily in love with President Biden, but they were voting because they disliked Trump. And so when people think, maybe Biden is a shoo-in if he runs up against Trump, I know a lot of people love Trump. Trump was very, very popular, but you also have a lot of people that hated him. And so, what I want, whoever's going to be the next president, and I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, but the next president has to flip and control the border. We have got to get some control on the border. This is dangerous stuff. We do not need cartel, and we do not need crime that we have in Mexico coming over our border and then infiltrating. We have overwhelmed law enforcement as it is. And to then have that entity, which is already pretty pervasive in multiple areas, in our country, but to have them gain more strength, we need to. Not to mention terrorism. We have got to protect it. Whoever is our president has got to protect the border. Whoever is our president also has to do something about the rising crime and support law enforcement and to make sure that we don't have individuals getting hurt during law enforcement arrests. And there has to be, whether it's a public education thing, having family members who were cops, they taught me as a little girl, when the cop says freeze, you freeze. Because if you try and scratch your butt, you're going to get shot. And I mean, I learned from a very early age, you just don't move. Don't move so nobody thinks you're reaching for a weapon. And I don't think a lot of the same individuals are learning that. And unfortunately, we're having people reach for their cell phone and get shot. We also need to fix our education. Whoever's going to be the next president needs to make sure we're doing a lot better when it comes to our math proficiency, our science proficiency. If we have kids that cannot compete with other countries in terms of academics, we're in a lot of trouble. I also want our next president, to make sure that we have better physical fitness. I really think the schools should change, and I know that's not a federal thing, that's more of a local thing, but I think schools should be, kids are only sitting on their butts in the morning to learn, And then the rest of the day is out and about learning trades, learning, you know, how to hike, learning how to exercise, learning self-defense, learning first aid, learning how to build, learning how to manage money. But there should be practicality learning, learning another language, and not sitting on their butt in a classroom. We need to also, the next president needs to figure out how to stop the waste in terms of money. There's a lot of money being spent, a lot of money being wasted. We have an obesity crisis, and we have a poverty crisis, and we have a malnourishment crisis. And I would rather see the actual food, vegetables, protein, dairy, you know, complex carbs, fiber, get into these kids' hands and into their tummies, rather than just a debit card that has funds that could be used for junk food. You know, so I would like to see more education and more access to better food. And from a healthcare perspective, I would like to see less of our tax dollars going to companies and more to directly the patients. If there, you know, one thing that was pretty cool was that both President Trump and President Biden gets credit for is rolling out the vaccine, and the vaccine was free at the time. Now the vaccine you have to pay for, and I understand that. Pharmacies, these pharmaceutical companies, you know, I don't want our tax dollars going to something that nobody wants anymore. So it does have to now shift over to insurance and other ways to pay for it. But that was nice that there was something that people needed, and rather than the money going through seven different sources, you know, at least we could see the money go to the shot and go to the person. Now, maybe, you know, the shot wasn't worth as much as what the government paid, but at least people got some direct access to those taxpayer funds. We're not seeing that with Obamacare. Not always. We're you know, people are still having to purchase the insurance. It might be $100 less, $200 less, but the money's going to the insurance company. Just set up the clinic where you can walk into the clinic, pay $5, pay $10, get seen. There's as we spoke about, many communities have doctor facilities that are swapping out their X-ray machine or their CT scan or their exam tables. These are things that could be donated. There are always individuals who will donate. I could have donated my whole office to this cause, but I instead gave it to another doctor. There was no free clinics that needed it, and another doctor took it and saw patients there who were on Medicaid, etc. But I mean, there's ways to do things where the people benefit. The other thing I want our next president to do, whether it's Biden, Trump, or whatever, is express to the world that if you detain an American, any one of, if you touch the hair on any American's head, you are going to be dealing with us and the strength of our country. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. None of this, saying a reporter was a spy, and I get there are spies out there, but I sincerely doubt this reporter, you know, was a spy. He was covering stories. He was covering the war, and now he's being detained. What happened with Brittany Griner, she should have never been arrested, you know, before having cannabis oil, and I get there's laws, but we don't have this sort of, we aren't garnering this respect. I also want the next president to lead us if we are going to war with China, if we are going to war with Russia, if we are going into World War III. I want our next president to know how to manage that. And so whoever that's going to be, I'll vote for. 1-877-DOCTOR.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A civil rights icon, confidant to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., war opponent, and music superstar for seven decades, Harry Belafonte has died.
Work all night on a drink of rum.
His iconic Banana Boat song shot Belafonte to stardom in the 1950s. He was the first ever to sell 1 million copies of an album. Harry Belafonte died of congestive heart failure this morning at age 96. Opponents, backers, and others all appear to agree on what will be one of the major issues of the next presidential campaign, the incumbent's age. President Biden made his bid official this morning in a YouTube video. On the heels of the success of the TV version of The Equalizer, starring Queen Latifah, the third edition of the movie, starring Denzel Washington, will come out on Labor Day. You'll see a lot of previews between now and then. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in the last, shall we say, few months, even though we doctors have known about these medications for a while, there has been a huge demand for these weight loss drugs. Wegovy is FDA approved for weight loss, and it comes from Ozempic, which was a medication we used for diabetics. Mounjaro we also use for those with diabetes Byetta. And these are medications that help slow down food transport, help make you feel full, less hungry, and they have had amazing results when it came to weight loss. But we as marketing happens and as, you know, industry goes, when there's a way to make money, they jump on it. And so having a drug that you could repurpose just for weight loss was obviously going to be a hit. And we knew people were going to want this and jump on it. But what I don't think people understood is, one, there's side effects to these medications. And two, this could be extremely temporary. Now, trust me, if I could be giving myself once a week injections to lose weight and it would be permanent, I would be on it in a heartbeat. I think these medications do work to lose weight. The problem is I don't know if I would be able to keep it up. I think there is going to be a time when you have to go off of it. Either you can't afford it anymore, or there's going to be a shortage, or I wouldn't be able to tolerate the side effects. And so with that, it's going to be really, really hard to lose weight that you're going to get back on. And so some individuals who have lost weight so quickly have said their face has changed. Well, of course, you lose fat in your face, the face is going to change. My face looks way different. I was super skinny during one period of my time, and gosh, my cheekbones, you know, you look like a skeleton. You put on some weight, you look puffier. So absolutely, with your face is going to look different. Your boobs are going to change. Now, a lot of people don't talk about that. You know, ladies, even though I think it's better to be without the excess weight, but you're going to probably droop because you will lose weight from your breasts, and that's going to be something you need to be prepared for. Some people have sagging skin. They might have arms that seem to be kind of jiggly, and, you know, those are things that happen. You know, but there's other side effects. Muscle loss. When you do lose weight rapidly, you will lose muscle if you don't make sure you maintain your protein and exercise. There's also some individuals who are complaining about vivid dreams. One had put on social media that they watched Matt McConaughey ride a llama, and they had to be rescued by Oprah Winfrey in their dreams. Now, I could dream about Viggo Mortensen all day long. That's not a problem. But if you are having vivid dreams when you don't usually, you know, that could be a sign of stress on the brain. And so keep in mind, losing weight rapidly is not always a sign of health. We're having people lose hair now on these medications. Not a shock. When you lose weight rapidly, you lose your hair. I was able to diagnose diabetes without even running the blood test because people would come in, they will have been losing weight, and they're losing their hair. And if I knew they didn't have cancer, the next thing was, well, diabetes. Because with diabetes, you lose weight if you don't have insulin opening up those little doors to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell or the hallway into the room. You need that key, insulin. So if the sugar isn't getting into the cells, you're not being fed. And diabetics will lose weight. And when they do lose weight, and they lose weight rapidly, they also lose their hair. The hair follicles don't, you know, get the nutrition they need. So it's not a big shock. Not all diabetics lose hair, but that's one way for me to tell if somebody's turning diabetic when they're a new patient. So when we do these medications, because it can kind of help control cravings, sometimes there's a repulsion. Some people will get nauseous when they look at food. Now, for those of us who want to lose weight, it would be really nice to be able to look at a piece of chocolate cake and say, I won't, it makes me sick. But that doesn't happen. When I see chocolate cake, I'm like, I want that chocolate cake. So that's not a shock that people might find aversion to foods. But it is uncomfortable if you're nauseous, if you're vomiting, if you're losing hair, if your pancreas is swelling. Some of the side effects reported is pancreatitis. Now, in terms of hair loss, I do believe in the Wegovy trial, there was, I think, a 3% of participants complaining of hair loss. I don't know because I don't have a clinical trial right in front of me. But I have had people complain that they are losing their hair. So you need to, when you start these medications, you need to have plan A, B, C, and D. And the first thing I tell everybody, most telemedicine platforms will not allow us to prescribe those. You have to see a doctor in person. And many people aren't getting it from the doctor in person because of the shortage, so they try to go to telemedicine. But I'll set them up with an endocrinologist or somebody who can manage weight, because it is a process. And before you go on these medications, read the side effects and be aware of it. All right? Number two is understand that you will gain the weight back if you stop the medication. Everybody says, well, I just want to kickstart. If I could just kickstart and lose the weight, I'll keep it off. Kickstarts are great. Weight Watchers used to have a kickstart. I think they still do. Many diets have kickstarts because they want to, you know, keep you engaged and grab you and keep you, you know, positive about it. But the quicker you lose the weight, the quicker your body goes back to its set point. So you need to have that plan of what happens when you can't get the medication or if you have to go off. If you get nauseous and can't stop throwing up, I had one patient, she couldn't stop throwing up. And I'm like, look, we can give you anti-nausea medicine, but you can't be on anti-nausea medicine for 6 months or a year. The medicine's just not working. And you vomiting is a sign that your body is trying to reject something. So you got to talk to your doctor about that, medical provider. But you have to, with any medication, if your body can't tolerate it, or your pancreas is getting inflamed, and chronic pancreatitis could lead to pancreatic cancer. So you don't want to say, you know what, I'll take the pancreatitis as long as I can fit into a size 2. No, never mess with the pancreas. And so have that plan. If you do have to go off the medication, what else are you going to do? So I think the best way to approach these medications is use it as the cherry on top. Try to lose your weight by cutting back, the more traditional way, get that exercise up, and then once you start to plateau, you start adding in the medication, low dosing. Now, I know there's an art to it. There's some individuals who are about to have a heart attack. Those doctors are like, look, let's get this weight off fast and deal with it. I understand that. But if that person cannot tolerate the side effects, they're going to bounce right back. And if you aren't in that weight group where we are talking life or death, then, you know, there is a more systematic approach such that if you do start to lose the weight rapidly, you could slow it down a little bit, increase your muscle, hit the gym a little bit more, make sure you're still getting in your nutrition, and then as you plateau, go back to full strength. And there's a variety of different ways to do it, and there's different dosings of it. But if you are experiencing side effects, that's not a good sign. You will have flabby skin with weight loss. That comes with the territory. But sometimes, you know, the stress of being on a medication that your body isn't tolerating could manifest in hair loss, could manifest in the vomiting or the diarrhea or itchy skin or other things. So you just need to understand that that these medicines can be fantastic, but there's an art to it. And if you don't do it right, you're going to gain the weight back. Another thing you got to look out for is gallstones. Rapid weight loss could precipitate gallstone issues. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few days ago, America had to bring back Americans that were in Sudan due to the fighting and the escalation of hostilities. Well, the World Health Organization has now sent a warning that there is a huge biological risk associated with the occupation of a central public health lab as fighters stormed the building. So in this conflict-ravaged country, fighters are now occupying a lab in the capital of Khartoum, and they are now holding hostage samples of polio and measles. Okay, that's not good. That's not good. Nima Saeed Abid, the World Health Organization's representative in Sudan, said there is a huge biological risk associated with the occupation of the Central Public Health Lab. Abid said technicians were unable to access the National Public Health Laboratory due to secure the materials. This is a main concern, no accessibility to the lab technicians to go to the lab and safely contain the biological material and substances available. Now, we try to keep it quiet where some of the most dangerous pathogens are, but nowadays, I think with satellites, I'm sure people can figure it out. Somebody storms the CDC, we could be in trouble. So fighting erupted between the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, paramilitaries, on April 15th. It has killed so far 459 people, injured 4,000. This is according to the World Health Organization. The clashes are obviously paralyzing hospitals, according to Daily Mail, other essential services, and many are stranded in their homes while supplies of food and water are dwindling. The United Nations Humanitarian Office has been forced to cut back on some of its activities in parts of Sudan due to intense fighting. They said at least 5 aid workers have been killed since fighting broke out, and the 2 UN agencies who lost staff, the International Organization for Migration and the World Food Program, have suspended their activities. So in areas with intense fighting, it's hampering humanitarian operations, and they've had to been forced to reduce our footprint. That's kind of what happened in early war with Ukraine, where it was dangerous, and UN had to get involved, saying, look, you got to let humanitarian trucks come in. But it's a very, very scary time. Now, the U.S. did broker a 72-hour ceasefire between Sudan's warring generals. This was after 10 days of urban combat that killed hundreds, wounded thousands. America was able to get their people out. But the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, so the SAF and the RSF, did agree following intense negotiations. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken had said, intense negotiations. That's my guess is there were cuss words. When you hear, it was an intense conversation, and there were some cuss words. Previous bids to pause the conflict have failed to take hold. So this is being, things happen, and there's, it's never always 100% peace throughout the world. But with something like this, I think there's a lot of groups that can take advantage. Either take advantage of Biden being in power, or take advantage of us being distracted by Putin, being distracted by China. If China invades Taiwan, you can be sure that there's going to be other things going on. North Korea may want to join the party because they always like to get some attention. And bioweapons is one of the weapons of the future. That and drones and other sorts of satellite, sending ways to harm us from space. There's going to be, unfortunately, it's not going to be the boots on the ground World War One style type stuff. It's going to evolve. And bad individuals and groups would love to have their hands on bioweapons or chemicals. The cartel is gaining strength through fentanyl, through chemicals. They can get people addicted. They could, grow their base. They can. It's unfortunately that we see things and we just, when we think of war. And, and we think of threats, we think of September 11th. We think of World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, Persian Gulf War. We think of, terrorist type activity. We think, but there's other ways that are very sneaky that people can get in. This COVID. I think COVID, if it was leaked intentionally, now it's a declaration of war. Now, no one's calling it that because many people in China got hurt. It affected so many countries. China's not going to say, yeah, guys, we did this on purpose. Look at what we could do, because every country and their mother is going to come after them. But what happened with COVID is an example of something that's a bioweapon. Now, whether it was a bioweapon that it was accidentally leaked or was purposefully leaked, right, it leveled this globe, and we let it level us. Because once we started to get a hold of the medical part of it, we went we went through the whole political and sociological aspects of locking down and threatening and if you don't vaccinate. And that started to really weaken countries. So I don't like polio. Polio scares me. Many people ask, Dr. Dahlia, why do you, you know, support vaccines so much? I support some vaccines. Now, and the reason why I support the pediatric vaccine regimen is because it includes polio. Right? Polio scares the hell out of me. And I've had enough microbiology and enough science to know I don't want that. Having a family member die of tetanus? Yeah, I'm going to recommend you get the tetanus shot. I get we have a lot of vaccines. And if there's a way to give them safely, there's a way to study them, make them safer, I'm all for that. I don't think they should be forced. But, you know, I do not want polio coming back. I don't want Ebola. I don't want H5N1. This H5N1 bird flu, that could very well be our next epidemic. Doesn't mean governments need to start, taking on draconian measures and putting people in jail for paddle boarding or trying to take a hike. Doesn't mean that, but it means, you know, we do need to be prepared. And if we have multiple groups of individuals who want to harm and want to have weapons that are non-traditional, we need to have plans for that. Now, I'm hoping that our military and our Defense Department and our Homeland Security is already working on that. I am hoping that they're like, okay, there's this bioweapon, there's this bioweapon, there's this bioweapon, this is what we do, this is what we have in our stockpile, this is the plan. If it's anthrax, we do this. If it's Ebola, we do this. Right? And they have a plan. But based on the way they're handling the border, I don't have a lot of confidence. And I don't think America has a lot of confidence. And I think our enemies go, look at this. Look how porous the border is. It's really easy to find places among the thousands of miles that can allow somebody to go through and bring what they need to. Not to mention, they have the ability to take innocent people, threaten them, hold their families hostage, and send the person they want to do their dirty work through, saying you're going to do exactly what we say. You might pass because you have no criminal history, but you are ours, and you do everything we kill your family. So that stuff's already happening, and we're weakened. So good. I'm very glad the World Health Organization has being present. I mean, they should have been more present prior to the COVID pandemic, because I do think these labs leaked it back in August 2019. So, you know, we give the World Health Organization a lot of money. That it is their job to make sure bioweapons and things cannot get leaked. But they're alerting us to the fact that a lab was taken over. Not a good sign. And if these guys are successful with that, our other enemies are going to also want to take those control, just like Putin took control of Zaporizhia nuclear plant. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.